My name is Beth McCreary, and I have been a member of First Unitarian Universalist Church for approximately 5.5 years now. I usually attend the 9:15 service, so if you don't recognize me, that might be why. I'm happy to have been invited to share this conversation from the heart regarding the value that this church, and particularly its religious education program, holds in my life. I'd like to open with a quote by neuroscientist Christoph Koch from his book, Consciousness, Confessions of a Romantic Reductionist, written in 2012. Koch says, "I am saddened by the loss of my religious belief, like leaving forever the comfort of my childhood home, suffused with a warm glow and fond memories. I still have feelings of awe when entering a high-voltage cathedral or listening to Bach's St. Matthew Passion. Nor can I escape the emotional thrall, the splendor and pageantry of High Mass. But my loss of faith is an inescapable part of growing up, of maturing and seeing the world as it is." When I first heard Koch speak these words on an NPR Moth radio program a few months ago, I was driving my car and I started to cry. This was the first time I'd ever heard someone express exactly how I feel about the loss of my Lutheran faith. In my small Ohio hometown in my local Lutheran church, my Sunday school teachers, minister, youth group leaders, and general church family members had a major influence on my development. I learned there that I was special and loved, even outside my family. I learned about treating others as I wanted to be treated. I learned about the importance of volunteer work and service to others. And I first became acquainted with the gift of grace. I miss the hymns. I miss the stained glass windows. I miss the safe, warm feeling of that place and of my belief system at the time. Regardless of its illusions, that belief system and the people of that church anchored me through some tragedy in my life and served an invaluable purpose for me. But I couldn't keep it. Although my church did not emphasize doctrines of salvation or afterlife as the primary message, that was part of the package of that belief system. And it turns out that no matter how great your effort, it's really futile to try to force yourself to believe something that doesn't make logical sense to you anymore. Believe me, I tried because I didn't want to lose all of the other elements that I loved. I now have two children, Michaela, age 10, and Marina, who went to Sunday school, age 8. So what to do about religious education for them? What to do about a church family? What do I want for my children? I want for them all of the things that my childhood church gave to me. And I don't want them to have to grieve the loss of their church upbringing because they can't force themselves to honestly say the Apostles' Creed anymore. So I brought my children here just over 5 years ago, and I started teaching in the religious education program. My husband is not technically a member of this church. His background is much different from mine, but he has been very supportive of my wanting to be involved in this church and to raise our children in it. I felt a little sheepish asking him if we could donate money to the Green and Growing campaign above and beyond what we have already committed in our annual operating pledge. But he listened to me, and he attended one of the Green and Growing educational talks. Then he agreed upon donating the largest amount of money we have ever before pledged to any one cause. I am grateful to him for understanding. One Saturday night in August, Marina, my 8-year-old, said to me as I was tucking her into bed, "Mommy, are we going to church tomorrow? We haven't been there in a long time." For the first time in 5 years, we had taken a little summer break over the summer, and she had noticed. I am grateful to each of you for letting us join your church family. Thank you for being here to sustain this congregation and its mission. Thank you for any amount that you are able to contribute financially to keep our building and our church family growing healthily.